When someone introduces themselves to you as a scientist, the reaction they usually get is one of respect and reverence for their intelligence and knowledge, albeit assumed at that initial point. Unfortunately, there are times when that reaction is regretted. After that scientist speaks, global warming proponent scientists, for example, count on that initial respect in order to avoid examination so everything they say would be blindly accepted. That wasn't the case when one of these scientists, Bill Nye specifically, was confronted by Tucker Carlson on his Fox News Channel show. And to explain what this face-to-face reveals about the global warming debate, which he recently wrote about for National Review, is Julie Kelly. Thank you for being here today, Julie.
Thanks for having me on.
And you can see Julie's article at nationalreview.com. So, well, first of all, with Tucker Carlson, this is something he has developed a habit to in his still relatively new show, that he is going to challenge guests, especially those proponents of global warming, to show up with more than just rhetoric. Is that correct?
Yes, he is. And it's much needed because, as I point out in my piece, it's very common practice for the media to just kind of swallow whole whatever is coming from a client, climate change proponent or advocate like Bill Nye is. And they just accept these little factoids that they throw out and never challenge them. And that's why it's so embedded in our national conversation about global warming, because none of the facts have ever been challenged. So it's great to see Tucker Carlson have some of these folks on and really push back and just see how empty their plot line and their evidence really are.
Having watched it and, you know, not being a proponent of global warming myself, but even I felt that Bill Nye just really came off looking bad on this.
He really did, because, you know, he's not used to a hostile audience. So these folks go around, they make money giving speeches, they give interviews to very, you know, friendly audiences. He had just been on with Bernie Sanders, a Facebook Live interview. So, of course, you can imagine the back and forth there, just, you know, continuing to promote this man-made global warming idea. And so he's just, they're not used to it. And as I'm more engaged in challenging these scientists and organizations myself, you know, you could see their tactics. So they don't have a lot of evidence to back up. They change goalposts, as I say in my piece. They then go on a personal offensive against you that you're not a scientist, and if you're a parent, you don't care about your child. And then they start rattling off some odd factoids about bugs or grapes in Europe like Bill Nye did. They just kind of talk over you, but they really never address, you know, the central questions that are legitimately should be raised about climate change, because there are serious consequences for these policies and the costs related to climate change, and we deserve answers. And the fact that the people who are promoting this cannot even give you the most basic answers about it should really be alarming to people.
Well, you used the term Bill Nye facing a hostile audience. That's not to imply, just for the listener's edification, that Carlson was an aggressive interview. He basically was a judge saying, okay, look, to the defense attorney, you have proof, you have evidence, now's the great time to present it. There's the floor, do it.
Exactly. And he did really push back hard at the end, because Nye was starting to get into his personal attacks, and finally Carlson just called him a bully, which a lot of climate change activists are. And that just spun him off. I didn't even put this in my piece. He started rambling about the Trump administration and how the leaks were coming internally, and he just really got kooky at the end because they can't address the basic questions. They don't have the evidence to back it up. And I think that the climate change movement is really starting to see the ground crumble underneath their feet, and they are panicked. And they really should be, because we finally have an administration and Republican Congress who are going to start looking at these scientific agencies at the federal level, the science that they've been engaged in, the data that they've been tweaking. There was a whistleblower that came out of NOAA, one of the key agencies that does climate science, and that's also on National Review. If people want to look that up, I mean, we are really, I think, in store for a lot of revelations related to climate science and what we've been told the past decade from the federal government. I think it's going to be pretty revealing.
Oh, Julie Kelly, her National Review article, Bill Nye's Embarrassing Face-Off with Tucker Carlson on Climate Change. It did not end well for the, quote, science guy. Dated March 1st at nationalreview.com. and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When we say the science guy, by the way, we should point out Nye's degree is mechanical engineering. Oh, by the way.
Yes. Right. That's right. He's not a climate scientist, but he portrays himself as one.
Portrays one on TV, obviously.
That's right.
You talk, too, about how the extreme reactions, absence of fact, go into attack mode. There are meteorologists who are employed by TV stations across the country, some on the Weather Channel as well, who are of the belief that if you are an on-camera meteorologist and not a proponent of global warming, you should have your AMS certification removed.
Yes. I mean, this is, I've referred to them as the scientific establishment. If you do not follow their doctrine and their dogma to the T, you are professionally and personally smeared by this climate scientific establishment. So who are these people? These are public scientists who profit off of climate science. They're universities, they're nonprofits, they're, you know, global governments. And so there's so much money at stake and so much political prestige that if you have anyone with any credibility who starts to speak out or, you know, wants to look at this a different way, you are immediately excoriated. It's really shameful. And you know what's so hypocritical is you have a scientific establishment who's fearful now that the Trump administration is going to silence them, right? That's all we've seen since he was elected. But yet they are the ones who quickly silence anyone, even within their own ranks, who moves a little bit outside of their boundaries on climate, and you are crushed. I mean, I've seen this happen recently. There are good scientists like Dr. John Bates, who I was referring to at NOAA, Dr. Judith Curry, who just retired from Georgia Tech. If people want to see what happens to good scientists when they speak out about the dogma of man-made global warming, those are two really good examples, and it's really frightening.
Found this too. Bill Nye has a new show in the works for Netflix that I think it's called Bill Nye Saves the World, and among the topics he's going to address, he wants to be a proponent of global warming, but he wants to disprove the existence of God.
Well, you know, that's what's frightening. And, you know, Bill Nye is just an entertainer and he's making money doing this. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who think that he has credibility. And, you know, and they start young, right? So they're trying to get kids in, you know, off even preschool level. They're indoctrinating them as early as they can to go along with this. And, you know, they don't believe in God. Even Gina McCarthy, who's the former EPA administrator, said, since when did climate change become a religion? Because you have a lot of folks like Bill Nye who don't believe in God, which that's their choice, but then climate change becomes their religion, and they act that way accordingly, and they want other adherents to go along with them.
I mean, just look at the recent weather that we've seen throughout the nation, and no matter what time of year, you know, for a great example, I remember this was one of the global warming chants. There was this, and I was up in Rochester, New York at the time when this happened, the lake effect snows off of Lake Erie were just tremendous to the point where you would be blowing and shoveling snow and you look around saying, I got no more place to put the snow. What am I doing here? And they were pointing that as, see, that's an example of the effects of global warming, what's coming off of Lake Erie. Yet there are no lake effect snows to that degree off of Huron, Michigan, or any of the other lakes.
Right.
There's that inconsistency.
There would be no evidence. I mean, you would have to challenge back and say, well, where was this predicted? Where's the modeling that indicates that strongly connects global warming, wherever you think it's occurring, to lake effect snow? They wouldn't be able to tell you. And I think that's where they're really hurting their own credibility. They insist on making every weather event related to man-made global warming. People are smart enough to figure out that weather events happen. We actually are in a period of somewhat a pause in the rise of global temperatures. It's going on 15 or 16 years. The extreme weather events that they predicted for the past decade have not occurred. We actually have fewer hurricanes now than we did at the beginning of the century and late 20th century. All of their dire predictions are not happening. And this is 10 years past, you know, an inconvenient truth and one of the first reports out of the Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change. And so they are really scrambling and people are starting to figure them out. But there's so much at stake internationally that it's going to be it's going to be a really tough fight to take this down. But it needs to be, because there are huge implications for not just people here in terms of what we're paying in taxes and climate mitigation policies that we have, but also internationally, preventing developing nations from becoming energy efficient through fossil fuels. And to me, that is the most immoral aspect of the climate change movement.
And, of course, that movement's upset because, you know, the financial gravy train is over for all the proponents, the organizations, and the green energy companies that were receiving hundreds of millions and billions of dollars during the past 8 years. Julie's article in NationalReview.com is Bill Nye's embarrassing face-off with Tucker Carlson on climate change. It didn't end well for the, quote, science guy. You can read that and the rest of Julie's writings over at NationalReview.com. We have a link directly to that article as well over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com. Julie Kelly, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.